Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Julia Silva. On Friday, March 7th, the oldest Canadian retailer, Hudson's Bay, filed for creditor protection to avoid bankruptcy. According to the company, they are facing significant pressures from reduced consumer spending, the trade tensions with the U.S., and declines in foot traffic in downtown stores. In the months leading up to this decision, the regression had become noticeable in its department stores. Different locations have changed up the mix of products, and some brands like Pusateri's Fine Foods and Nescafe started pulling out from their stores. During its filing to the Ontario Superior Court of Justice, the Bay said it was exploring strategies to strengthen the business and was committed to preserving jobs where possible. Montreal's Public Consultation Office released a report calling the 2050 Urban and Mobility Plan ambitious but incomplete. The report criticized the lack of specific measures on the proposed actions for mobilization and targets for transit and housing. It also called out the lack of information about funding that potentially harms the project's credibility. The plan's objectives include over 300 kilometers of new public transit infrastructure, over 400 kilometers of new bike paths, and the annual construction of 12,000 housing units within a 10-year period. The aim is to achieve everything by 2050. The plant administration presented the 25-year plan in June 2024. This was the first update on Montreal's urban plan in 20 years. On March 11, former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte was arrested on the accusation of crimes against humanity by the International Criminal Court. Roughly 30,000 were killed in the Philippines between 2016 and 2022 under Duterte's war on drugs. The ICC first took notice of the extrajudicial killings tied to the drug war back in 2016. Duterte repeatedly denied this accusation but admitted to ordering the police to shoot drug suspects that resisted arrest. As of Tuesday night, Duterte's lawyer said the former president was on a plane to The Hague where he will be facing charges issued by the ICC. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
It is Monday, March 17th. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. All right. Another week inching towards the end of the semester. Got a lot of great new music for you guys this week of Montreal. It's the 20th anniversary of the Sunlandic Twins album. That's one way to make you feel old. I was 3 years old when that came out. 2 years old! And I was listening to it by the time I was like eight or something. Anyway, there's a ton of Montreal demos, new release stuff. We're going to be listening to that first. Oh, I just accidentally paused the music. Let's get it right back up. And then we've got just a bunch more fun stuff. Last week, we listened to some of the new Horse Girl. We're going to listen to some more of it. Of course, the full Tire Tire re-release album. That's a band from the 70s. We're going to listen to that. And then, of course, you know, we've got the classics mixed in. There's new Flory. New Panda Bear we listened to last week. We've got some Always, got some Cub, got some new Les Baxter, the soundtrack artist. And of course, some Magnetic Fields. All right, well, let's get started with some of Montreal.
Coughing out. So begins, begins our odyssey. The REI is bleeding, oh, and the boyish voice is leaving. I bet an evil tenor, oh, through the innocence, dull eyes with blue. You're my only softness, oh, you're my only pleasure. It's true, and I never want to be your little friendly abject failure. So begins, begins our odyssey. The chrysalis is breaking, oh, and the super ego's waking. I bet a gloomy Petrarch, oh, with a quill as weepy as Dido. You're my mousy aesthete, oh, you're my buoyant cherub. It's true, and I never want to be your little friendly abject failure.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or de la Musique du Monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artists. More info on Cité d'Or.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. You're listening to REVC. You just heard So Begins Our Alibi. That's one song off of the Montreal album, Sunlandic Twins, that I keep coming back to more than the rest. Perhaps that or This Party Is Crashing Us. But before that, you heard some of those new demos. So good from that era. That was Family Nouveau. And before that, The Actor's Opprobrium. Alright, we're going to keep this thing going with a block of, some 90s, there's the Tireo I was talking about, but first, what would it be? Would it be an REVC episode without some merit? You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. You're listening to REVC. You just heard Safari by the Breeders. Before that, Tire Tire, a summary of their 70s album Today that has been re-released. Before that, No One Will Ever Love You by the Magnetic Fields. Right now, we're listening to some re-released Les Baxter. This is Romantic Rio. After this, some new Flory. That's a local band from my area. And then some more Pennsylvania. New Feeble Little Horse, the Pittsburgh band. They've got a single out. This is Real, it's called. And then we're just going to have fun, fun, fun. A new Horse Girl. And some classic always. Alright guys, I'll be back with you in 15. Enjoy some Les Baxter.
Ooh.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for the 7th episode of Discordia on the 2023 crew campaign and how they became Concordia's new teaching and research assistant labor union.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every Sunday at 8 p.m. with me, Donald Robert, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada, featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, as well as Acadian and Indigenous sounds. Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises, every Sunday at 8 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
Hello, everyone. As Donald just said, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal, MTL, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web on CJLO.com. My name, it's Maxwell. The show, it's REVC. You just heard Switchover by Horse Girl before the ads. Before that, off the classic self-title, Atop a Cake, always. Before that, the one with the noise, This Is Real, Feeble Little Horse band coming out of Pittsburgh. And then another one from Pennsylvania, that's Flory, before that with Hey Baby. That one's quite good. I gotta get you Montreal guys into Flory. That stuff is so good. That Horse Girl album, I believe they're from Atlanta. You guys got to lock in on that one because every song I've heard so far, real good. And that one especially really gives me a kind of Stereolab broadcast thing. And they've got another song in there, one of their singles, Julie. If you're a broadcast fan, you should especially check that kind of stuff out. And we're going to keep it rolling. There's the new Panda Bear. I've been listening to some Nicole Atkins. I played a song last week. We're going to listen to a song now. But first, some Cub. How about that? One Last Kiss.
saw you like an old ghost story from my family tree that was handed down to me. I've known you like a siren song that warns. I have been informed you could be the death of me.
Again.
Hello, everyone. Or should I say goodbye? You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Or tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I have been Maxwell. This has been REVC. You just heard some Maynard Ferguson, Round Midnight. Before that, Nicole Atkins off of her old album, Neptune City. That's Maybe Tonight. Before that, the introductory track off that new Panda Bear album, Praise. Some real Beach Boys kind of feelings on that thing. You know, that album, it's like, you could talk all day about the genres it's jumping between, but it just feels like he's on top of his songwriting game. He just has a bunch of songs that he's been thinking about, and he's been listening to this kind of music, and he just puts out, and he's been making Beach Boys-esque music for his entire solo career. I mean, go back to Person Pitch, of course, that's the prototypical, but even go back to Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper, and you're going to find really kind of the same grooves on tracks like Mr. Noah. And what is it? Butcher, Baker, Candlestick Keeper? It's something like that. All right. Well, the show is ending, guys. I'll be back with you next week with more new music, more great music. Stay tuned and keep listening to CJLO Montreal.